Friends, it's nice to see all of you on this beautiful rainy morning. As I said earlier, we begin our Holy Week with Palm Sunday. And it is those weeks that God bestows on us many graces. It is a week where we should beseech God with our prayers, things that is close to our heart, things that we would like Him to answer, prayers that we would like to Him to answer. It's a good week for us to pray for those things. We began our Palm Sunday Mass by gathering in the narthex. And we read the gospel of Jesus' entry into Jerusalem. And we heard that as he enters Jerusalem, people proclaiming, "Hosanna to the Son of David." People wanted to make Jesus a king. Now, we know that he is the king, right? He is the king of the universe. But also we know that he is a different type of king. He is a king who is humble. He is the king who serves rather than being served, getting served. He's a king who is generous and willing to sacrifice himself. And this idea of a king who serves and king who is humble was something foreign, totally ridiculous to the Romans. And so there is this ancient Roman graffiti where they portray Jesus hanging on the cross with the face of a donkey. Jesus hanging on the cross with the face of a donkey. And they wanted to communicate, right? The Romans wanted to say that the Christians and Jesus, their way is foolishness. And Jesus, who died in the act of sacrifice, in some sense, was making an ass of himself. Right? That's what the Romans wanted to communicate. And so, we, his followers, are making asses of ourselves. The way of Jesus, the way of humble service, humility, self-sacrifice was not understood by the Romans during that time. Sometimes not understood by people of our time, and sometimes not understood by ourselves. So with that in mind, I would like you to ponder on a few questions throughout this week. So the question is, you know, for you and for me, is, are we willing to make an ass of ourselves for the sake of the gospel to the world that rejects self-giving and generous service and sacrifice? Are we willing to carry the burden of the donkey, which is the burden of love and service of God and neighbor. Are you willing to be ridiculed as Jesus was and as the early Christians were? My prayer is that our answer to this question will be yes. My prayer for you and for me is that we have the guts to walk in the parade that leads to the cross and calls us to be followers of Jesus Christ.